Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Union Cabinet approves continuation of subsidy for Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana consumers for the year 2025-26 with estimated cost of over 12,000 crore rupees. Government approves special development package for Assam and Tripura with an outlay of 4,250 crore rupees. About 275 government and government-aided technical institutions in the country to get budgetary support with an outlay of 4,200 crore rupees to improve quality in technical education. Prime Minister Narendra Modi talks to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Both leaders review progress in bilateral agenda and reaffirm commitment to further deepen India-Russia special strategic partnership. And relief and rescue operations continue on a war footing in disaster-affected Dharali area of Uttarakhand. More than 600 people airlifted to safer places so far. And now the news in detail. The government has approved the continuation of targeted subsidies for the Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana consumers for the year 2025-26 with the estimated cost of over 12,000 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi today about the cabinet decision taken under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said over 10 crore 33 lakh households have been benefited under the scheme.
10 करोड़ 33 लाख घरों में उज्ज्वला के कारण परिवर्तन आया करीब 2200 रुपए की टोटल सपोर्ट मिलता है इस स्कीम में तो आज कैबिनेट में फैसला लिया गया 12060 करोड़ रुपए का सपोर्ट पीएम उज्ज्वला बेनिफिशियरीज के लिए 2025-26 फाइनेंशियल ईयर में दिया जाएगा अब तक अगर हम देखें टोटल उज्ज्वला योजना में 52000 करोड़ रुपए का बेनिफिट देश में लाखों करोड़ों परिवारों को मिल चुका है इसका आज के फैसले से करीब 10 करोड़ 33 लाख घरों में एक लाभ मिलेगा एक बेनिफिट मिलेगा जिससे पीएम उज्ज्वला को आगे बढ़ाने में मदद मिलेगी
The minister said that the government has also approved a compensation amounting to 30,000 crore rupees to the three public sector oil marketing companies.
कैसे हमारे मिडिल क्लास परिवारों में एलपीजी गैस अफोर्डेबल रहे कम से कम दाम पे मिले उसके लिए 30,000 करोड़ रुपए की सब्सिडी आज अप्रूव हुई है गैस के प्राइसेस जिस तरह से आज की जियोपॉलिटिक्स है उस जियोपॉलिटिक्स में गैस के प्राइस ऊपर नीचे होते हैं तो उसमें मध्यम वर्गीय परिवारों को कैसे हम इंसुलेट करके रखें उनके ऊपर कोई नेगेटिव इम्पैक्ट न पड़े ये सोच के ये फैसला लिया गया
Mr. Vaishnaw also informed that the government has given its nod for the budgetary support for the multidisciplinary education and research improvement in technical education scheme with an outlay of 4,200 crore rupees. He said the objective of the scheme is to improve the quality, equity and governance in technical education. An estimated 275 government and government-aided technical institutions are expected to be selected and supported under the scheme.
जो राज्य सरकारों के टेक्निकल इंस्टीट्यूशंस हैं उनमें गुणवत्ता कैसे आए क्वालिटी कैसे आए कैसे इम्प्रूवमेंट आए तो 175 इंजीनियरिंग इंस्टीट्यूशंस एंड 100 पॉलिटेक्निक्स देश भर में जिसमें करीब 7.5 लाख स्टूडेंट्स एंड 13,000 फैकल्टी मेंबर्स को बेनिफिट मिलेगा उसके लिए ये प्रोग्राम बनाया है
द गवर्नमेंट ऑल्सो अप्रूव्ड 4 न्यू कम्पोनेंट्स अंडर द एग्जिस्टिंग सेंट्रल सेक्टर स्कीम ऑफ स्पेशल डेवलपमेंट पैकेजेस for Assam and Tripura with an outlay of 4,250 crore rupees. Construction of 4-lane Marakkanam to Puducherry highways in Tamil Nadu has also been approved with a total cost of 2,157 crore rupees. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today strongly criticized RJD Chief Lalu Prasad and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for opposing the Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral roll in Bihar. Addressing a public meeting at Punora Dham in Sitamarhi this afternoon, Mr. Shah alleged that by opposing the SIR, these opposition leaders are favouring intruders for vote bank politics. He said that the SIR held by the Election Commission of India is a corrective measure for healthy democracy.
बंद करिए ये वोट बैंक की राजनीति। मतदाता शुद्धिकरण पहली बार नहीं हो रहा है, 2003 में हुआ तब भी कोई विरोध नहीं था। अब आप चुनाव पे चुनाव हारते जाते हो, इसलिए पहले से ही बिहार चुनाव हारने का एक वजह लोगों को बता रहे।
Earlier, Mr. Shah laid the foundation stone and performed Bhumi Pujan for the new Mata Janaki temple at Punora Dham in Sitamarhi in Bihar, which will be completed at a cost of more than 883 crore rupees in a sprawling area of 67 acres. Proceedings of both houses of parliament today were disturbed by the opposition party's protest over the issue of the special intensive revision exercise in Bihar, leading to the adjournment of the house for the day. In the Lok Sabha, when the House reassembled at 3 in the afternoon, opposition parties' MPs trooped into the well, raising slogans over the SIR issue. The presiding officer urged the protesting members to vacate the well and go back to their seats. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman moved the motion to withdraw the Income Tax Bill 2025, which was approved by the House. Amid pandemonium, the chair adjourned the House for the day. Rajya Sabha also witnessed similar scenes. The presiding officer tried to run the question hour, but the opposition members continued with their sloganeering. Amid noisy scenes, the chair adjourned the house for the day. The Election Commission today dismissed the news circulating on various social media platforms claiming that the poll body had removed the e-voter rolls of many states from its website overnight. The commission said that this news is fake. It added that anyone can download the electoral rolls for any of the 36 states and union territories through the website voters.eci.gov.in. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today had a detailed conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Mr. Putin briefed him on the latest developments concerning Ukraine. While thanking President Putin for his detailed assessment, the Prime Minister reiterated India's consistent position for the peaceful resolution of the conflict. Both leaders also reviewed the progress in the bilateral agenda and reaffirmed their commitment to further deepen the India-Russia special and privileged strategic partnership. Mr. Modi invited President Putin to India later this year for the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. China has welcomed Prime Minister Narendra Modi's upcoming visit to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin from August 31 to September 1. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Giao Jiakun said the summit will be a gathering of solidarity and friendship with participation from over 20 countries. The Defence Ministry today rejected the news reports claiming that India paused the talks related to defence purchases with the United States. In a statement, the ministry said these reports are false and fabricated. It further clarified that the various cases of procurement are being progressed as per the extant procedures. Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi today said the Prasar Bharati is working towards minimizing possible entry barrier to the audience and ensuring the widest possible access to information, education and entertainment. He said this on the launch of magazine store on Wave's OTT platform in New Delhi today. Mr. Dwivedi said that users can subscribe this service at 99 rupees per month or 999 rupees per year.
Waves OTT is the only OTT in India which is completely free for the basic set of services. You can stream channels, you can watch videos, you can listen to music, you can listen to our archives, you can listen to live radio along with our own ministry's publications. You can also start reading. And the magazine store here is a premium service which is available now only for a monthly subscription of 99 rupees. A monthly subscription in which you have about 8 magazines across multiple language editions, about 50 different titles available.
The Ministry of Information and Broadcasting has issued a notice to the makers of the Marathi film Khalid Ka Shivaji after receiving multiple complaints over its portrayal of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj. Some organizations in Maharashtra have objected to the film, calling it historically distorted and have demanded a ban. The ministry issued a notice to the makers yesterday, asking them to provide evidence supporting the story, citing multiple complaints received. In Uttarakhand, relief and rescue operations are continuing on a war footing in the disaster-affected Dharali area of Uttarkashi district today. Central and state government agencies are engaged in providing relief to the affected and searching for the missing people, as well as restoring basic facilities. So far, more than 600 people have been airlifted to Uttarkashi and Dehradun. Our correspondent reports that over 250 people were sent from Harsil to Matli today.
Relief operation continued for the fourth day today in disaster-hit Dharali. Teams from the central and state governments are actively involved in the mission. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has been staying in Uttarkashi from the past 3 days to oversee the rescue operations. Today, he visited the Dharali area and met with the stranded people. Chief Minister has stated that the state government is fully committed to relief, rehabilitation and reconstruction efforts.
Dharali Nagar tha, pura ka pura aapda ki bheed chad gaya aur aise anek raste, anek pul, yahan ke bhavan, hotel, home मकान जो भी थे सब जो है इस प्रलय में बिल्कुल समाप्त हो गए लेकिन मैं आया हूँ आपको भरोसा दिलाने के लिए कि जल्दी ही हम सभी व्यवस्थाओं को यहाँ पर व्यवस्थित करेंगे.
Meanwhile, the power supply has been restored in the affected area. With communication network also being restored, the local people have received some much needed relief. In addition, efforts are underway at war footing to repair damaged roads at several locations. Relief material, drinking water, medicines and food grains are being delivered to the affected area by helicopters. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
A spell of rainfall has occurred in most parts of Himachal Pradesh, including the state capital Shimla, and the monsoon is expected to intensify in the coming days. The Meteorological Centre in Shimla has issued yellow and orange alerts for heavy to very heavy rainfall in several parts of the state until 14th of August.
Since this afternoon, several areas including Shimla have been receiving rainfall. The Meteorological Centre Shimla has issued a warning for heavy rainfall at isolated places in 9 districts, Bilaspur, Chamba, Hamirpur, Kangra, Kullu, Mandi, Shimla, Sirmaur and Solan of the state over the next few hours. According to the State Emergency Operations Centre, one national highway and 357 connectivity roads across the state are currently closed to traffic. Additionally, 599 power transformers and 177 drinking water supply scheme have been affected. As per reports, the death toll due to rain-related incidents during this monsoon season has risen to 208, while 37 people are still reported missing. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh tomorrow. Heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms and lightning is also expected over Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh, Odisha, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry tomorrow. In China, 7 people have died following a rain-induced landslide in Daoyuan village, Baiyu district of Guangzhou. Local authorities reported that 14 residents were trapped and several homes were damaged. The incident comes amid warnings of multiple typhoons and flood risks across China in August, raising concerns about the growing impact of extreme weather. In Ladakh, under the theme Har Ghar Tiranga, Har Ghar Swachhata, Swatantrata Ka Utsav, Swachhata Ke Sang, a special cleanliness and awareness campaign was launched in Zanskar today. The program was flagged off by Subdivisional Magistrate Zanskar Mohammed Hassan. Officers and officials of the subdivision, along with members of the Merchant Association, Contractor Association, Buddhist Association and others actively took part in it. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Union Cabinet approves continuation of subsidy for Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana consumers for the year 2025-26 with estimated cost of over 12,000 crore rupees. Government approves special development package for Assam and Tripura with an outlay of 4,250 crore rupees. About 275 government and government-aided technical institutions in the country to get budgetary support with an outlay of 4,200 crore rupees to improve quality in technical education. Prime Minister Narendra Modi talks to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Both leaders review progress in bilateral agenda and reaffirm commitment to further deepen India-Russia special strategic partnership. And relief and rescue operations continue on a war footing in disaster-affected Dharali area of Uttarakhand. More than 600 people airlifted to safer places so far. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.